And we are proud to welcome a special guest in the studio with us this morning. We have Jonathan Wilfong with us. Jonathan, good morning. Thanks for joining us today.
Oh, it's good to be here, man.
It's great to have you, Jonathan. March is Disability Awareness Month, and you were just recently honored with the prestigious Justin Dart Personal Achievement Award. How about that?
Oh, yeah.
He's got it here to show me. Man, that is beautiful. Congratulations.
Yeah, it's a very great honor just to get nominated, and also even better, just to be elected to win this award.
Yeah. Now, how do they go about selecting someone to win this award?
Well, what goes on is that you get not nominated, you get your name put in to be one of the, I don't know how many, probably thousands of people with disabilities that have been pushing and striving forward with their lives. And from what I've been doing with my life and what got told are similar, and what they considered was worthy enough to just get this award.
That is awesome. Well, congratulations. It's a beautiful award. And I tell you what, Jonathan, I don't know how you have time to sleep. I'm looking here. Can you run down for folks listening this morning some of your activities that you're involved in?
No, but heck, getting up early to do this show was...
He drove from Sullivan this morning to get here for the program this morning. We appreciate that. Yep. It says here that you are involved with the fire department. Is that right?
Yes. Shelburne Volunteer Fire and Rescue Fire Department.
And then, of course, with DSI Services, you were recently crowned here, according to the information I have. You are serving on their panel. Talk a little bit about what you serve on through DSI.
Well, what I serve as is for the surrounding counties as the president of our self-advocacy group, and I act as a board member with the state board of self-advocacy.
And how often do you guys usually meet?
Once every 3 months. There's usually supposed to be meetings in between, but heck, I really don't have much time to go to those because between work and college...
Yeah, because you're finishing your degree right now, is that right?
Actually, just starting.
Just starting? And what are you going to major in?
Well, I'm trying to go for computers.
Very cool.
Even though I was looking forward to maybe thinking about EMT and all that, but considering what my skills are at, I'm just like more into getting into computers. And hopefully... if it's possible, maybe EMT or mechanics with vehicles. And
the sky's the limit, isn't it? It really is.
Oh, yeah.
The sky's the limit. Well, it is Disability Awareness Month, and that's ultimately why we have you in here this morning, besides the recognitions for your award. But talk about Disability Awareness Month and what it means to you especially.
Disability Awareness Month is mostly just the month to... get people to notice more about people with disabilities, because there are a lot of us out there that are disabled, but not completely disabled. Many people would hear the word disabled and they're like, okay, that person can't do much at all. I just like being the person that's like, I ain't letting this hold me back or let disability be the thing that is gonna hold me back at all. So it's just a way of having people that be recognized through March Disability Month, and have just about anybody to know that if you can actually make it in life, you're going to actually do good in life.
Well said, sir. Well said. I'll tell you, Jonathan Wilfong is our guest, again, recently honored with the prestigious Justin Dart Personal Achievement Award. Quite an honor. And talking about Disability Awareness Month this month, Jonathan, you've accomplished already in your short 27 years of living more than some have accomplished in a lifetime, and you're just getting started. You know, that's amazing, sir. It really is.
Oh, yeah, this is just the beginning. Heck, from what I got told is when I did my speech, and I'll tell you this, it was right off the top of my head.
Those are always the best.
And from how powerful my words are, it made the whole room cry.
Well, Jonathan, cannot thank you enough for sharing your story this morning and showing us and sharing your award with us today. And congratulations on all your many, many accomplishments. As we said, the sky's the limit for you, sir, and we wish you all the best. And thanks for getting the word out about Disability Awareness Month and just what it means. We appreciate you stopping in today.
Yep. And heck, anybody that has a disability, heck, just don't be so comfortable living with the life you got, because, heck, I see a lot of people with disabilities, and they're not doing as much as they can. It's just, yes, they're stuck in a rut or something that is just like, what are they going to be able to do? But heck, I see that, like, if they could hear about people like me through March Disability Month or some other type of way through their facility, depending on the company, and how well good the communication is there, heck, they could find out people about me, and like, if they could do it, heck, do it.
Reach for the stars. Reach for the stars. Well, thank you again, Jonathan. Appreciate your story this morning. Have a great day.
You too.